Welcome back to Unmedicated. After an entire year of not uploading, we are back, and this episode is about life updates.
Awkward silence. Cool. Yeah. So what's going on in your life, Tristan?
Having another kid.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop.
Still fixing up a house. Past that, getting into woodworking more, and I don't know if it was ever released on here, the computer. I don't know, but into computer gaming now.
You're yeah. welcome.
You gonna start your own channel?
I don't know.
Don't maybe that. You need to.
I don't know how to, so.
Well, I can help
that. Requires you to.
Yeah. We will hold your hand. Don't
yes,
worry.
Yes, don't yeah. worry.
So, woodworking, baby.
Yeah.
Dive a little deeper, bud.
Stressful. Very stressful.
What about it's stressful?
The fact that he sneezes every three seconds.
Yes. Yeah. Extremely.
That is stressful. See? On the dot. 3 seconds right on the dot.
It's my ass.
Now you have to keep that in there.
Yeah, I do. I really do. I don't want to, but I do.
Surprise, you're going to. All right.
No.
So what's wrong with the house?
Just updates. Biggest thing in the roof. Having to fix it again, but I'm wanting to update a little bit of time. But now with the new baby on board, we are converting this house to a 3-bedroom instead of a 2-bedroom. It'll be kind of nice to have a bigger bedroom on the backside where we used to record is going to be my bedroom now.
It's okay. We make do with what we have.
Yep. Yep. Living yes. room will work.
It's actually a little more comfortable out here.
I was going to say here soon we'll have another place, but y'all are going to have to carpool or something the distance that I drive.
Yeah.
So we can make it work.
Yep.
We'll figure it out slowly but surely. But as far as pregnancy goes, at least my wife has a pregnancy buddy this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant. Oh, and I'm married.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, enough about me. Continue woodworking.
I really haven't done much with it up until yesterday. I had a bunch of free time. Just decided to finish up a couple things that had been sitting out there. Wanting to get into building some little knickknacks and take them to different, I don't know what they're called, but to sell them.
Flea markets?
Yes.
Yeah, I was saying we talked about going and doing flea markets together. So
yeah.
He might have some stuff he wants to get rid of too.
Fair enough.
We can all hop in the truck, take my truck, just fill it all up.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just go.
That's fine. Yeah. He'll be the one bringing back stuff while we're trying to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, probably. That's how
that's going to work.
Yeah,
my wife will love it.
Does not surprise me. That's why we get in trouble going to the flea market in town.
Mm-hmm. Found this really good deal on this dog box. We don't have a dog. Well, it was a good deal. That would be the type of stuff you'd do.
And there's my son right now who's supposed to be taking a nap, but is hollering for daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah.
You better go, Dad.
I could pause. That's fine.
No, you're good. That's all it takes is me looking on my phone to see what he's doing.
He's right there, and we just paused.
I didn't pause.
Oh.
Yeah, he's still laying there. He just wants his bluey turned back on.
No.
And
that'll keep him awake.
Yeah. But how about you, JD?
That you didn't update us on everything going on.
What else is there?
You're getting into computer gaming. What games are you playing? You were talking about Ready or Not before we started.
Yeah, Ready or Not is a love-hate relationship. I love that game, but hate it at the same time because it's so realistic that it's enough to tick you off because you can't even memorize where people are or where grenades on doors are going to be at.
That makes it interesting, though.
It does. It does. That's why I love it and hate it at the same time because it's like it's not what I've been used to for years. Of, like, especially Call of Duty, like, you can memorize everything. It's never going to change. But it's definitely a change of pace, and I sat down and played that for quite some time yesterday and last night. And then the other big game that I want to get you guys playing again, we took a hiatus from it, is Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's gotten through it except for us at this point. I'm trying not to watch videos on it.
Yeah, it's been a struggle. I'm not going to lie. Like, it pops up on my TikTok feed constantly now. And it's like, I just want to get through it. But that game has been so much fun. And I feel like we could play it 10 times over, changing our characters and never play it the exact same way.
I think that's the point of the game. But yeah, I want to play again.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've sat and wallowed with it for a while, and, like, I feel like as soon as we get on again, I'm going to change my character.
Oh, yeah.
Because I no longer want to be a fighter, especially after listening to podcast and podcast again of D&D stuff. I definitely think I want to change to a paladin or a sorcerer.
All right.
Because I want the spells.
They aren't that great.
Some of them are.
I
cast Tungsten Ballsack. Try to chase me now, foul demon.
Did you send that TikTok to our group?
No.
I saw that the other day.
Yeah. Joke's on you, wizard. I cast Tungsten Ballsack.
Oh,
I have not seen that.
Oh, it's great. I'll have to send it to you. I think I bookmarked it.
Well, JD, what about you? As soon as I hit Well, JD, what about you? What's going on in your life?
I just got through some more training, trying to figure out how I'm going to work through medic school. Got a few things changing at home. Still kidless. Whoop. Number one.
That's what's up, brother.
Yeah, that's what is up, brother. Also, I'm really, really excited for vacation this winter because I've never seen Tennessee in the wintertime. Hopefully it snows. Really hope it snows. Because I feel like Gatlinburg's going to be awesome in the snow.
It is.
Yeah, I've never been in the snow down there.
Yeah, but it's a good time. Especially like the Christmas lights and stuff that they do. It is superb.
Yeah. Just got through CISM training, which was very eye-opening.
For those who don't know, what does that stand for?
The acronym. I can't remember the name of the acronym, but basically it's a debriefing. So after a critical incident, you go and do stress debriefings. So going around the room, talking about what happened, stuff like that, help people get through traumatic events.
Acronym in your explanation. It's a critical incident stress debrief.
Critical incident stress management. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you asked me too soon. Okay? ADHD brain went, okay, yeah. Had to say what it is in order to remember what the acronym stands for. But yeah, that was a 2-day thing. Went all the way up to Worthington for that. That was very long days, but it was very eye-opening because being able to see how I dealt with stress after the traumatic events that I had been through and how I'm still going through it made me take a step back and be like, okay, maybe I'm not entirely okay yet. Mm-hmm. I still need to work through it. And now I have the tools to work through it and then help others. So that's awesome. I've really cut back on playing video games lately. Been really busy working on the house still and trying to work a little bit extra so that way I can do a little bit more. But again, can't do more with less time.
Right.
Then medic school. I don't know if I'm going to be able to or not, considering recent life events. I might have to start working a little bit more. But yeah, it's mainly making sure the house is taken care of here lately. Bought a truck. Went out and bought a 2018 Silverado. That takes a big chunk of money, but awesome truck. Helps with the house, working around the farm, stuff like that. And then just trying to find some time to myself. And it's been a little bit difficult, but we're getting through it. So, yeah. Games I've been hammering on, though, lately has been War Thunder.
Another good game.
Yeah. Surprised Tristan didn't talk about that.
I kind of forgot about it for a hot minute until you brought it up again.
Yeah.
I haven't played in a hot moment, but you only do airplanes, right?
I do it all, but it's just right now I'm working on the airplane trees.
Yeah.
So working on those and trying to get through to, I think it's Gen 1 jets. So yeah. It'd be like Class 6 or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I prefer, it's weird, I prefer the tanks.
Some people do. It's World of War tanks.
Yeah, I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah, that is like one of the first cross-platform.
Yeah.
So, Then you got World of Warships and stuff like that too.
Yeah, I do like the ships too.
Yeah, I can't. It's too slow. Way too slow. I need something higher paced than that. I'm going to sit there. Even with the planes, I will sit there. I'll get my elevation. I will level out the plane. And I'll sit there on my phone until I reach the battlefield. On air realistic battles.
Yeah.
I will start playing on my phone until, okay. All right. I'll look back down on my phone and start playing on TikTok or something or doing something around the house. Oh, wait. Now I'm starting to hear gunfire. Okay. Now it's time to come back.
Mm.
So it takes you like 3 or 4 minutes to
even get started.
To even get to where you're going because and the air realistic battles, you have to take off from the airfield.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah.
And with the boats, it's probably an easy 10 minutes before you ever reach the battlefield. You're just sitting there cruising.
Definitely realistic.
But the thing I like about the boats is you have to try to figure out your trajectory of your guns to try to hit the other ship while it's
especially
awesome
when it's
moving.
Realistic battles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when it's an arcade mode, because it'll show your arch.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been playing that whenever I do have time. Haven't really been uploading on the channel or anything. So, yeah, life's been pretty much busy. And that's pretty much how it's been. How's your life been?
Pretty good. I got married. You guys were there.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, I got my medic final. A lot of working, school, dealing with being a parent on top of it. So I went from extremely high stress to very medium stress.
And you don't know what to do with yourself now, do you?
Yeah, because I also got a promotion at work, which involves a little bit more stress. And so it's just trying to balance who I was and want to be with who I am currently. So I would say that I'm very comfortable and I'm very happy with where I'm at. There's definitely challenges day by day, but I'm definitely getting through them with help from you guys and family. And my wife is pregnant and we're having a boy. We did pick out a name. I think we're keeping that to ourselves until we absolutely decide, but we're both very excited. Her a little more than me, I think, only because it's her first pregnancy. And so she's dealing with all the new mom stress of, can I do this? Can I do that?
Can I eat lunch meat?
She is very, can I eat lunch meat? And I'm just trying to be supportive and let her be that first time mom, let her worry in those ways because it's the only time she's going to get to experience that. And while a lot of them aren't necessarily the end of the world, if I take that away from her, she's not going to get to have it. And right. That would make the experience worse for her. As odd as that sounds, at least in my head.
I will say your wedding was a great time.
I had a great time at my wedding.
Especially the night before at the truck when I got yelled at by JD.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You want to tell about that?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I was probably about a quarter of a bottle in on that one.
My wife was one of the bridesmaids, and I made a comment while we were out at JD's truck, and we were all sitting around bullcrapping, that I was going to take one of the bridesmaids home that after the wedding. And what was your response, JD?
You better not. That's adultery. I more or less yelled at him about it, though.
Forgetting that my wife was one of the bridesmaids. And then it finally hit him after James said something about, he's talking about his wife, and she is a bridesmaid.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, he was looking out for you, though.
He was.
And your wife.
He was, but it was still a funny thing, and I'm never going to forget that memory.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I cried like a little bitch during my my vows.
Yeah, you did.
I did pull out the entire
baby boy, little man, little tiny guy.
I did pull out the entire script of the B movie.
Yeah, I did.
It was pretty funny when he handed it to me.
And I think there is a photo of the officiant looking annoyed as fuck when I pulled that out of my jacket pocket. Because yeah, actually, I pulled it out and you could see how irritated he was. I don't think he wanted to stand there for that long. luckily my real vows were in there and they weren't that long, but I struggled to get through them because I was crying like a little bitch. There were quite a few people that came up to me afterwards and kind of cursed me out for making them cry. But no, I'm super fucking happy. I'm living the dream I wish I would have been living quite a while ago. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am without the things I've faced and went through. But the opportunities I've gotten, the comfortability and having a partner, I'm really happy.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it seems like we're all kind of heading down the right tracks for the most part. Mm. There's always going to be bumps in the road.
Yeah, obviously.
I was saying, I think in my life, I'm more in that growth period. It's like grind in your 20s, build in your 30s, relax in your 40s. I'm starting to roll up on 30, so it's time to start building.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. Like, I still have goals that I want to accomplish before I get to the point that I can't accomplish more. Like, I want to go back to school and get my bachelor's and eventually my master's. I recently, not recently, but since the last episode, have gotten the opportunity to also teach at the college. So I get to do education on top of what I'm doing, which kind of fulfills one of the other empty parts of what I was looking for.
Paying it forward.
Yeah. Teaching is one of my favorite things to do because I wouldn't be where I'm at without the great teachers that I had. So
it's amazing how many people, though, forget that they started someplace. Like, you hear, like, one person that works with us talks about going through school and stuff and, like, how terrible some of these medics or basics are in when they're there doing clinical time and how rude they are to them. It's amazing how many people forget where we started. We were all that way at one point or another.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because in the high-stress environments that we're in, it's hard to imagine that somebody doesn't know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
There is an expectation that they can just read your mind, and they can't.
Well, yeah, it's like being on the truck. You expect them to know what they're doing, because if you don't have a pair,
yeah, and it's,
you're on your own.
But at the other end of the spectrum, in basic class, advanced class, medic class, they teach you you know to pass a test. They don't teach you the little intricacies. They don't teach you
tips and tricks
to be the ultimate provider.
Mm-hmm.
They teach you the bare minimum so that you can go out and learn, which I don't feel like they explain enough in class, is that you're not going to be the perfect provider when you walk out the door. You shouldn't be.
Well, they tell you first week of class, you take that book and chuck it out the window once you leave here.
Right. And I don't agree with that in some regard. That leads to poor actions and improper care.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are better ways to do things, for sure. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to weigh those options of what's best for the patient.
Right.
So I think that the veterans of EMS need to have a better attitude and a better willingness to teach.
More patience.
Like, yeah, they're not, in most cases, you're not being paid to be a babysitter. You're not being paid to educate people on something you feel they should already know.
Right.
But like Tristan said, we all came from this point, and recognizing that and being willing to lift up the people when odds are you didn't have that opportunity, that situation, you had to learn on your own. But speeding up the action and the growth, getting them to a better position than what they were, can help them further their career beyond what they thought was imaginable.
Right.
And help the patient, which at the end of the day, we're there to help the patient.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
So,
yeah.
So in terms of life updates, you guys got anything else going on? Anything in the future that you're looking forward to doing that?
Looking forward to actually kicking off my personal business, which would be leather work, getting a lot of equipment and stuff. I know I talked about going with Tristan to these flea markets and selling some of the stuff so that way I can build up sort of a little bit of a company and actually go and make it a full-time thing, because I don't want to work for somebody all my life. kind of doing the same thing that our good friend Mr. Rose is doing. You know, he's trying to get out of the field and work for himself, which is awesome.
He is, as referred to, a man of the people.
He is a man of the people. John
2024. Oh, man. Getting political on our podcast now, and I love it.
It was just one sentence.
It's okay. No,
John. It needed to be said.
I agree.
Yeah, that would be a great time going to those flea markets if I can get my show on the road of trying to get stock built up of different woodworking projects. It just feels like when I'm working on something to sell it, I get ticked off with myself and throw it because it's not perfect enough.
Well, that's the thing. People aren't going to expect it to be perfect if it's handmade, and I learned that with the leatherwork.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a lot on the earlier pieces that I was doing. There's a lot of notching and stuff on, like, when I would cut the leather or whatnot. It wouldn't be perfect, like, perfectly rounded or anything. Well, you can't get that unless you have the proper equipment. And if you're doing everything by hand, no machines involved, then you're going to have imperfections, and that's what a lot of people actually look for.
Yeah, I mean, if they wanted something perfect, they'd go to IKEA.
But that's just how my brain works.
No, I get you. I mean, there's a level of artistic and mastery to getting it perfect.
Like your thing for your coins, I probably redid it 14, 15 times.
And I love that thing. And no shame on you. That thing's not perfect.
No.
But I love it because you made it. It does what I wanted it to do.
It's going to last.
And it still sits on top of our cat's treat thing. I just put it up there and told the cat she can't have the top shelf. Maybe that's why she hates me.
Probably. I mean, she was fine with me until you walked up.
Well, and the other thing was that the wood you made it out of was the same wood from your wedding. Place center. Things. Yeah, the centerpieces. And that meant a lot to me because that was the first real big date I had with my wife was your wedding. There's a lot of sentimental value to that, just that piece, because it shows me where I started and where I'm at now.
Yeah.
I think not everything's going to be perfect.
Oh, I know.
There's meaning behind it.
I know. It's just one of those things when you're starting up stuff like this. It's the same as this podcast. We all want it to be perfect. But we have glitches, especially me, with doing random meows or belches while you're doing mic check that is not perfect.
I'll tell you, some of the hardest episodes for me to edit were the ones that were the most perfect, in quotations.
Because you're looking for problems and there's no problems there.
Well, it's not even that there aren't any problems. It just doesn't feel genuine.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't feel real. And if you look at any of the other episodes, I leave in a lot of ums or coughs or whatever. So there's still an aspect of humanity. I don't leave them all in. Just kind of waste time. But if I cut everything out, it's just going to sound like robots were talking for an hour. I might speed up the, like, cut out pauses between talking and whatnot so that it makes your words flow better. I have to do more often than others, no offense. But it's just, all of us, we're really good at articulating what we want to say, but we have to obviously take the time to think about it. And so have to cut out some of those spaces. And a lot of times those spaces have like random knocks or whatever in it. So it benefits me anyway to get rid of it.
Yeah.
So no, nothing we do is going to be perfect. But if we waste time and push back because we want it to be perfect,
then you're never going to get anything done.
Yeah. Those things that people may or may not like are never shown, or it's going to take too long to get interest. There was a quote, can't remember the exact quote, but it was like, basically was dumbed down to, you get more done putting out what you have than spending the time trying to find all the information about it and perfecting it and then releasing it later. If I can find that quote, I'll send it to you guys. But it meant a lot to me in terms of what we're doing. Because, no, not everything has to be perfect, but everything has to be consistent. And obviously we haven't been consistent up to this point. And I think that we're on the right track to bringing it back and being consistent and being able to continually provide what we want to do. And if it gets to the point that we have no more topics or have nothing we're interested in and don't want to do this, we're not going to do it.
Right.
Because then it just loses its value.
But there's at least always in my something perception. To talk
about. I agree. Tristan, you have an excited look on your face. Like you have a life update you'd like to talk about. What's your life update?
We're a Bluey family. And the 28-minute episode that just released.
Are you about to spoil it?
No, but hold back your tears for it. I am going to say that much.
I'm not caught up on Bluey.
I don't watch Bluey.
I like Bluey, but I'm not caught up on Bluey. So it, just go ahead and, at this point, viewer, if you're a Bluey person and don't want this spoiled, you may want to skip ahead. But go ahead and spoil this for me so I can have an idea of what you're talking about.
So they already released on their fandom stuff that they were going to go on a hiatus. They don't know how long they're going to take a break for, but this episode was the longest episode that ever aired at 28 minutes, I think it was. And it starts out with them selling their home. And it really brings a realization to sometimes families have to move for better jobs. And by the end of it, they realize that it's a mistake, that it's making the whole family unhappy. And it was just the hidden details behind it for adults that just broke your heart and warmed it at the same time.
Knowing what I know,
mm-hmm.
is the reason it's so emotional because it hit home?
Yeah, because it's the same.
How about you talk about that life update?
It's the same thing as, like, realizing for my house, instantly, this is the house that we brought our son home to. Mm-hmm. The house they had his first steps and first crawl, first everything so far, except for first scar. That was at Mamaw's house. It's one of those things that we've talked about. We're not going to live in this home forever because we are going to outgrow it, and we are starting to, and it just hits home that once we do move, is it actually the right decision as a family, or is it not? Because, for instance, in Bluey, they were losing all their friends, family, everything, because they were moving way far away. I don't think we would ever move way far away, but it's still the fact of this house. Your first house where everything happens is such a big deal. There's so many memories in it. It is so hard to get rid of and move on to someplace, even though financially it makes more sense or size-wise it makes more sense. So I didn't cry, but my wife definitely cried a lot. I love her, but I think it hit home more for her than it did me. Because we've talked about it for a couple months now, about once we get these things fixed up, we may end up moving at some point in the near future. That's the other thing that came to mind because I looked up and saw my son's Bluey flashlight.
Yeah, I get the fear and everything, but at the same time, like you mentioned, if it makes sense financially, if it makes sense for your family, you also have to think that your son's pretty young. Your newborn is going to be newborn.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's mostly you and your wife's friends and jobs and stuff like that that's the concern.
Mm-hmm.
Because
there's no jobs in this area anymore.
I mean, your son is young enough that he hasn't hit school age yet, so he hasn't made those kinds of friends. And
oh, yeah.
So I don't know that it'll be hard on him or your daughter. But it's stuffed away, and I think at the end, you guys will prosper. And you're not going to lose me or JD. Might make things a little bit more difficult, but true friends are going to try to work through those things. So
Yeah, especially with depending on how jobs go. That's the big thing is she started a new job. I'm giving it about 6 months, 6 to 9 months, and seeing where my job goes and potentially be looking at something for myself that it may be more financially sensible to move closer to Columbus.
And I'm not to make you feel like you're trapped or anything like that, but the one good thing about the place that we work is it's throughout Ohio. There's a good chance that wherever you decide to move, there's still the opportunity to still have an employment of somebody that has consistent pay, has those things on your track to find another job.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think a new job would be a requirement for your move.
Oh, no. No, not necessarily. That and the taxes in this area kill you.
Depending on where you go, you'll find that it's probably worse. Because this county specifically, yes, it's not the greatest, but
yeah,
you'd have to move to a not great county to find.
Which we want to be more rural, so that's not the biggest issue in the world. Not that we aren't rural now, we are, but we aren't.
Yeah.
We're in that in-between area. But yeah, that was the only other thing that I wanted to bring up because Bluey.
Well,
Bluey for life, man.
Well, JD, do you have any other life updates, man?
Not really. My life's been pretty steadily busy. Yeah. Still in that building phase.
And I'm right there with you. About the only thing I could add is that the wife and I are, well, the wife, actually at the end of this month, I believe she'll be done. So congratulations to her. And then shortly after, we'll be trying to find a new home to support our family of will be five, which is incredibly difficult in terms of finding a 4 to 5 bedroom house in this area.
Yeah.
Without spending $500,000. But I think we all have our stresses with what's going on in life, but we're doing our best to maintain it and still trying to build ourselves while dealing with the issues that we have. And on that note, that will be the end of this episode. Once again, we're going to be trying really hard to be more consistent, having weekly uploads again every Saturday. I'm not entirely sure when this episode will drop, but as soon as it drops, expect weekly episodes thereafter. And this has been Unmedicated. Next week, our topic will be hosted by Tristan. Tristan, what's that topic?
It is, oh, yeah, favorite skills you want to utilize on a truck.
All right, so we'll talk to y'all next week. Should be a little less somber of an episode, but we absolutely wanted to give you guys an update of where we're at in life, where we're going.
Why we've been gone for so long.
Yeah, an explanation of how things gotten to the point that they're at. But yeah, with school, work, family, we just wanted to step back and then come back to it when we knew we were full. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you.